It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Senate is back in Washington this week, and one agenda item is a confirmation hearing for President Biden's nominee to head the Bureau of Land Management. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Tracy Stone Manning goes before the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee Tuesday morning. Colorado Democrat John Hickenlooper sits on the committee and met with Stone Manning Friday. The Montanan has a strong public lands background and support from both conservation and sporting groups, but energy groups have expressed concerns. She's also been critical of moving BLM headquarters to Grand Junction, an issue likely to come up during the hearing. The BLM hasn't had a confirmed leader since the Obama administration. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Most of the Front Range is no longer in a drought after a lot of recent rain, but much of the water supply for Denver and other places comes from the western slope, where drought conditions are still extreme. Nathan Elder with Denver Water is keeping an eye on reservoir levels.
We do anticipate everything in our South Platte system will fill. It's going to be close at Dillon and Williams Fork over on the west slope. We're not 100% sure those are going to fill this year.
Overall, Denver's reservoirs are about 90% full, which Elder says is normal for this time of year. Now could be a good time to get an electric lawnmower. CPR Sam Brash reports a Front Range program will knock $150 off the price if you trade in a gas version.
Mike Silverstein runs the Regional Air Quality Council. He says the vouchers are aimed at cutting summer ozone levels in Metro Denver and the Northern Front Range.
We want to eliminate those high ozone values that really impact the public and our environment.
To get the discount, you need to turn in a gas mower to an approved recycler. The Modan Pollution Program had funding for about 1,000 vouchers at the start of the spring. Silverstein says about a third are already gone. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Denver Nuggets begin their second round NBA playoff series tonight. It's the third straight season the Nuggets have made it this far in the postseason. They put away the Portland Trail Blazers last week to finish the first round. Tonight's opponent, the Phoenix Suns. Games 1 and 2 of the best of seven series are in Phoenix. The Nuggets are at home for game 3 on Friday. And for Denver today, it's highs in the 80s and a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. It's going to stay warm along the Front Range and across Colorado all through most of this week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.